Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud, Hamesis. What's this Mesis? Ze Hedyot, Hamesis is a Hedyot. One person, a regular guy, that tries to persuade another person to do Avodah Zarah. Omer lo, so he says to him, Yeshir b'makum ploni. There's a deity in such and such place. Kach oichelus, this is what it eats. Kach shoisa, this is what it drinks. Kach metiva, this is what it does for you in a positive way if you worship it. Kach meria, and this is what it does bad for you if you don't worship it. This is the threat to you. All Avodah Zarah, by the way, it's always centered on what the Avodah Zarah does for you. I saw this in a sefer from Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal. And L'Havdol Alef Havdolos, Avodas Hashem is not about what it does for us, but rather we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not about always what's in it for us. All Avodah Zarah is always centered about what it does for you. Daven to the sun so the sun gives you sunlight or whatever. Daven for the rain or daven for the ground, for the earth, daven for this, daven for that. It's always what it gives you. Both the positive and then the fear. Kol chayavi misas shebetorah, ein machminin aleihem chutz mizo. All chayavi misas of the Torah, we never, machminim is like a lashon of try to catch a person. We're not out to get a person. We're not trying to catch a person except for this Avodah Zarah. Amr l'shnayim, if this guy says it to two people, he's trying to convince them to do Avodah Zarah, v'hein edov, they become edim, mevi'in oso l'veistin v'soklin oso. They bring him to Beistin and they stone him. Different than all other Averis, you do not need regular hasra'a by a mesis. It's the only one that you do not need regular hasra'a. You do need like a quasi hasra'a. We're going to see by the next case, and it applies to this case too, but it's not regular hasra'a. It's not like a regular warning for various reasons. Amr la'echad, he says to one person, no, we do need to aid him, but he says to one person, tries to persuade one person, hu omer, yesh li chaveim rotzim bekach. And then the person that he's talking to, you're supposed to try to get him and get rid of him. So he would say back to him, you know what? I have friends that want to hear about this. They want to know about this. They want to do this. Im haya arum, if the Baal Avodah Zarah was a chacham and he chaps what's going on, and let's say he's nervous, he's afraid that he's going to be killed in Beis Din, v'ani yochel adaber b'fneihem, he doesn't want to speak in front of more than one person because he knows two people may bring up a Beis Din situation for him and he may end up being at the bottom of a stoning situation. Machminin lo edim achari hagadar. So then what you do is you hide, you set up edim on the other side of the fence. The edim have to see each other. That's a din in edus. And they have to see the guy too. But he doesn't see them. Who are merlo? And then now you say to him again, Emor masha martali. Tell me again what you were telling me. Beyichud. Now that we're private. Now the reason that you're saying this to him, what are you saying different? Like, what's the dialogue that's going on here? So it seems he didn't really say everything he wanted to say first. So now that's the way the Rav and Rashi learn, that now you can say to me clearer. There obviously has to be a reason why you're telling him to say it again. It can't be obvious that you're doing it to catch him with Edim. So you're saying that. Or the Rishash, Tver Sro, learn that what he's telling him is, tell me now what you told me briefly. I want to hear more at length. So it's something like that. Vala Omerlo. And now he tells him the same thing again. He talks about the Avodah Zarah. He tries to get him to do Avodah Zarah. Now, at this point, you would think that you could stop. You got the Edim, he said it, you could stone him. But there's another step that happens here, and this is like the quasi hasra. V'hu oimer lo, and now the good guy says to him, Heichna niyeches Elokeinu shebashamayim v'nelich v'navud eitzim v'avonim. How can we leave our God in heaven and go and worship a bunch of sticks and stones? Im chayzer bo, if he is chayzer, hareze mutav. That's good, he doesn't get killed. And by you saying that was the quasi hasra, and Tver Sro learns that this is exactly also what happened in the previous case that we mentioned, that he also had to say when it was in front of two Edim, and then the Mishnah just said, you kill him. That was also a case where the two Edim would say back to him, how can we leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu and worship sticks and stones? Because in this case, you worship sticks and stones, they're going to break your bones. And now, Vim Omer, Kachi Chavaseinu, if he says back to you, this is our Chov, Kach Yofalanu, this is what's good for us. Now it's all done. Surprise, the ones that are on the other side of the fence, they bring him to Beis Din and they stone him. Now the Mishnah goes on to the different lashonos of what a mesis is. He says to the guy, I'm going to worship and then you'll worship after me. Eilich ve'evod, or I will go and then I will worship, then you will go after me. Neilech v'navod, let's both go together and worship. Or a lashon of azabeach, I'm going to bring a carbon to shech the carbon for Avodah Zarah, and then you'll do it after me. Eilech v'azaveach, I will go not right here, I will go and shech the carbon for avodah zarah, and you'll do it after me. Nelech unizabeach. Or a lashon of doing it together. Another type of persuasion, just like we said before. In the previous case, we will both go together and be mizabeach for avodah zarah, he says. Aktir, I'll be makter k'toris. Elech v'aktir, I will go and be makter k'toris. Both these cases, and you do it after me. In other words, he's persuading him. Nelech v'naktir, let us both go and be makter. Anasech, I will do libations, and then you will do it after me. Elech v'anasech, I will go somewhere else and do libations, and you will do it after me. Nelech v'anasech, let us both go and be menasech. Eshtachave, I will bow down here, and you will do it afterwards. Elech v'eshtachave, I will go and bow down, and then you will do it afterwards. Or, nelech v'eshtachave, let us both go and be meshtachave. All these cases are a case of a mesis and his chayiv skila, and all these lashonos. Hamediach. Now, when it comes to irani dachas, that's for a person that's mediach as a rabbim. Zeh ha'omer nelech v'navoid avodah zarah. This is different, the lashon. Here, like the Rav says, he's only chayiv until he says it, a lashon of rabbim, of nelech v'navoid, let us go and be ovid avodah zarah. But if it's not a lashon of rabbim, he's not chayiv.